Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, love hanging out with you on Saturdays now that football is back. Still a very lean day of college football. Not a great slate. We'll do our best to navigate through it today. And the NFL with some really big games already tomorrow. One of the things that always comes up on the eve of week two, stats about what happens to teams who start 2-0, what happens to teams who start 0-2. Then we'll refresh those and bring that back coming up in just a few minutes. Andrew Filippone, the Pony Express, here on CBS Sports Radio, Sirius XM Channel 206, CBSSportsRadio.com, the Radio.com app, the CBS Sports app, and whatever local affiliate has picked up the program today. Big shout out to them for carrying us. I have three games on in studio right now, all involving top 25 teams. I've got Notre Dame hosting South Florida. I've got Oklahoma State and Tulsa with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And I've got number 25 Pitt and Syracuse. Oklahoma State picked to finish behind only Texas and Oklahoma in the Big 12. And trying to end the Big 12's non-conference misery. Kansas State has lost to Arkansas State. Coastal Carolina beat Kansas. Louisiana went to Iowa State and beat them. Hanging on for dear life, Tulsa missed a 26-yard field goal a few minutes ago. Oklahoma State has marched the ball downfield. They have a true freshman quarterback in because last year's freshman of the year in the Big 12, Spencer Sanders, left this game with an injury. Chuba Hubbard, who was unbelievable in this game last year. Tulsa and Oklahoma State played at Tulsa, and Oklahoma State went there and won 40-21. He is averaging only 3.5 yards per carry. So Oklahoma State has the ball inside the Tulsa 20-yard line right now. A field goal keeps Tulsa alive. A touchdown gets Oklahoma State the win. Notre Dame off to a fast start on South Florida, up 14-0. Ian Book, the Notre Dame quarterback, has a rushing touchdown. I believe Notre Dame is 2-for-2 with its possessions. Both times they've had the ball, they've scored a touchdown. Although South Florida now has the ball in Notre Dame territory. The interesting subplot to this game, storyline to this game, is Charlie Weiss Jr. is the South Florida offensive coordinator. So he heads back to South Bend where his father failed miserably as Fighting Irish coach, trying to exact some revenge on Notre Dame. The last time they'll play non-conference before they get back into ACC play next week. And one of the ugliest games I've watched today is Pitt-Syracuse, number 25 Pitt up 21-10 with under 5 minutes to go. Syracuse has played two quarterbacks. They can't protect either one. DeVito and Culpepper have gotten killed. Pitt just missed a 45-yard field goal a few minutes ago that would have made it a two-touchdown game. Syracuse is at the Pitt 35, trying to make this a one-possession game with 4 minutes left. Pitt was a three-touchdown favorite, so they have not looked the part. Pat Narduzzi, the Pitt coach, said, "We've got the most underrated quarterback in America, and Kenny Pickett is a senior, and nobody respects us. Well, no one is going to respect you when you struggle to beat a team that was picked to finish near the bottom of the ACC at home. Tomorrow night, it's Patriots and Seahawks. And I want to see now, I want to hear from you this hour, because there's a couple of things about the quarterbacks in this game that have gotten everybody's attention. Belichick's comments on Russell Wilson, where he said, "I don't get why this guy isn't talked about with the best quarterbacks in the league." Well, he is, okay? He is. The reason why Russell Wilson is overshadowed right now is because there hasn't been a lot of drama in Seattle. Other quarterbacks have outplayed him, like Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. So they get the headlines. Mahomes winning a Super Bowl last year, Jackson the MVP, which was richly deserved. He led the league in touchdowns, passing touchdowns, and then all the rushing touchdowns, the 1,200 rushing yards on top of it. Brady changed teams. That's going to get a ton of headlines. Dak Prescott didn't get a contract extension. That's going to get headlines. Aaron Rodgers had his successor drafted behind him. Ben Roethlisberger's coming back from an injury. So that's why Russell Wilson is under the radar. But everybody knows he's a top five quarterback. I don't know any football fan. Maybe there is somebody out there who feels this way. If you do, you're nuts. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Andrew Filippone, CBS Sports Radio. I don't know anybody who doesn't put Russell Wilson in the conversation for top three, top five quarterback in the NFL. That's what he is. But there just isn't a lot of meat on the bone. There's just not a lot of juiciness to what's going on in Seattle right now. You want to hear Russell Wilson's name talked about? Go out and sign Antonio Brown. That's a surefire way to get Russell Wilson's name mentioned on shows like this and on the TV sports talk shows and all the network pregame shows. That's a surefire way to do that. But, you know, why would you want that if you're Seattle right now? I don't think, you know, who cares how much you're discussed? You know, the Browns get talked about a lot because Baker Mayfield's a baby and an overrated, very overrated, cocky player. Okay, they get talked about. Big deal. So I thought those comments from Belichick stood out. The bigger thing to me, though, and what I'd like to hear from you on right now at 855-212-4227 is an update, an updated take, an updated opinion on the Cam Newton experiment in New England. They are a 4-point underdog on Sunday night. I think New England is still, and it's going to take a little while, because it's not like they were overly impressive in their win over Miami last week. I think New England right now is still not giving the credit or the respect. Now, that's one. Belichick maybe deflecting a little bit here. I think New England is at a point right now where people still don't fully realize the kind of team they have and the kind of quarterback potential they have. They've got a new kind of offense, and they needed, given the Patriots' problems at wide receiver, the lack of playmaking ability they have there. Edelman, I know he's been a rock-solid player for a long time, but big-time drop problems last year. He's now in his 30s. He's no longer anybody's idea of a number one wide receiver. If he was a number two, if you had a great wide receiver to pair him with, let him work underneath, let him pick up first downs on third and six, plays like that, that would be perfect. Edelman is a number one wide receiver in New England because he has to be one by default. It's a de facto situation. They're not a passing team anymore. And I think Belichick, if you look at the way they went about their offseason, they've invested so much money in the interior of the offensive line with their guards and the center who came back from injury last year. They've got a bunch of running backs. They do it by committee with Sony Michel and James White, who catches the ball out of the backfield like crazy. Belichick has a team that isn't really equipped for a quarterback that wants to throw it 30 times a game. Now, Cam Newton, there's a question about whether or not he can stay healthy, and that's a legitimate concern. because of how the last two seasons for him have ended. He was in great shape 2 years ago. He was playing really good football. And then he got tackled by TJ Watt, had a shoulder injury, and everything went south. Last year, it was a foot injury. You know, he's not a spring chicken anymore. But to me, outside of Lamar Jackson, it's a different kind of running style, but it's still very effective. And with Newton, the threat of him running the ball, being able to do RPO stuff with him, you could never do that with Brady. And so Belichick's offense, I think, has moved into the 21st century. And given the he is creating a system, which is, this is a sign of a great coach and why Belichick's the best to ever do it. He's created an offense. Him and Josh McDaniels have put together an offense that fits the personnel they have. Their strength is in the middle of the offensive line. They've got a quarterback that is a threat to run. And that's how they're going to try to win games. They're not going to try to, they're not trying to be the Chiefs. They don't have the wide receivers to do that. They don't have the tight end to do that. Frankly, they don't have a quarter. No one has a quarterback to do that. So you got to try something different. So really, I think New England, they're trying to be way more like Baltimore than Kansas City. They're not trying to have a quarterback who throws five touchdowns. They're trying to have a quarterback that rushes double-digit times a game, between 50 rushing yards and 100 rushing yards, doesn't turn the ball over, play great defense, and win games that way. And in the AFC East, with New York a total mess, and with the Dolphins' limitations, and with Josh Allen, I'm sorry, he's still, I think, an unfinished product. I don't think he's ever going to be a great quarterback. You can still win that way. You know, Seattle played that way for a long time, even with Russell Wilson. But now they've got better receivers with Lockett and Metcalf. Their offensive line has gotten a little bit better. Still not great. You know, they can ask Russell Wilson to throw it like he did against Atlanta last weekend and win games that way. I like when a coach tailors his offense to the players he has and does it effectively and does it in a very, does not try to just, okay, this is the way the NFL is going. This is what the best team in the league. Let's copy them and do it that way. Belichick and Newton, I'm telling you right now, I think you're going to see it tomorrow night. This is maybe not a match made in heaven like Cam Newton said a couple of weeks ago, but I think if you still doubt the Patriots, if you still think Buffalo is better, if you are one of these people who thinks that Belichick is going to fail without Brady and their record is going to be 7-9, 8-8 at the end of the year, you're going to regret it. You're going to look stupid for it. New England has, I know that Hightower opted out and some guys didn't want to play. They still have the best secondary in football, coached by the best secondary coach in Belichick of all time. They coaxed Fitzpatrick into 3 interceptions last week. If a team wants to put it in the air a lot, and most teams do, New England's got the type of people on the back end of things. Chung opted out. Not a big deal. I didn't think he was very good last year. That to me was addition by subtraction. I thought Hightower, when you pair that with Collins, that was a pretty big loss. But if there's a coach that's going to be able to make up for that and mask that, it's Belichick. So I loved what I saw out of New England last week. 15 rushing attempts from Cam Newton, 75 yards, run clock, don't turn it over. A punt isn't always a bad play. I think that can still work in the NFL. You don't need to try to win every game with 40-plus points. A lot of people think that. I don't believe that for a second. And so at the end of the year, I don't think Belichick is going to be the last man standing. I don't think the Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl. But don't be surprised if Belichick takes home another Coach of the Year award. I mean, don't be surprised if he helps Newton get a big contract somewhere else. Now, I don't think that Cam Newton necessarily, if he does stand out in New England this year, I don't think that there's greener pastures out there for him. I think that he's a system quarterback right now. He's in the right system. And they're going to shock people. They're not. The Patriots' problem is this. For the casual fan who's not in New England, who doesn't live in Massachusetts or Connecticut or Maine or one of those places, or isn't one of these, you know, national Patriots fans who lives, you know, anywhere in America, who just decided to pick up and root for the Patriots because they were winning so many games and winning so many Super Bowls. The problem with the Patriots for the casual fan is that they don't have fantasy football players. They don't have guys that go early in fantasy football drafts. Millions of people play fantasy football. Millions of people, the extent of their football knowledge is limited to quarterbacks, running backs, tight ends. That's what they know. And there aren't household names at those positions for New England. Sony Michel has been a bust ever since he helped run the Patriots to a Super Bowl a couple years ago. Was terrible last season. Couldn't stay healthy. James White is, you know, your quintessential kind of third down back. Isn't a great runner, but is sure-handed. He's kind of like a modern Larry Centers, that type of player. The wide receivers, Edelman's old. N'Keal Harry was a joke. Marquise Lee opted out. Not that he was any good. I mean, people don't know these guys. The tight ends. Again, complete nondescript couple rookies. I mean, players you've never heard of. People you don't know. Yeah, but then again, when they won a Super Bowl in 2001, when they beat St. Louis, and when Brady was only in his second year, how many of those guys did you really know? The running back was Antoine Smith. They had guys like David Patton at wide receiver, Jermaine Wiggins at tight end. Now, they were cheating back then, and maybe they're doing maybe Belichick has adapted and evolved and has found a way to garner another edge with no fans at games. I don't know. I don't think it's always going to be pretty with them. I think ask Cam Newton to get the ball out fast if he's going to throw it. Don't have him run around and, you know, try to heave it downfield and hit big plays. Just kind of quick rhythm passing game. Get the ball to running backs. Don't do anything too crazy. Run it 15 times a game. We know Belichick, the guy loved running Brady. People don't always think of Brady. He's not a running quarterback, but how many times did Brady on third and inches, fourth and one, get the call? I think that's what Belichick, he's trying to do. He's not trying to hit big plays. They're not a team that you're going to see on the Red Zone channel every week. They're trying to get 4 yards on first and 10. They're trying to get 2 yards on second and six. They're trying to get themselves in third and short. And they get themselves in third and short, and then Newton, the dual threat element to him, takes over. It's kind of 3 yards in a cloud of dust with the Patriots now. But with their defense and their coach and their quarterback, I think it'll work. So while everybody obsesses about Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson picking up where he left off and Ben Roethlisberger, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, great Steelers defense and that debut, I'm telling you to not sleep on the Patriots. And I'm saying it now. This is very deliberate on my part. I'm telling you about this right now because after they beat Seattle tomorrow night, everybody's going to be saying it. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. I want to know what you think of Cam Newton. Do you think he's in the conversation with guys like Russell Wilson? Is he still one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL? Do you think playing for Belichick will make him better? Do you think it'll work? Not a lot of people watched, got a chance. It's not like the Dolphins and Patriots played in prime time, so everybody got a chance to watch them last week. But I saw most of that game, and it was a confirmation game for me. They looked like the team I thought they would be in 2020. Win around 11 games, not a lot of pretty wins, a lot of defense, put Cam Newton in situations to succeed, and I think you'll see that again tomorrow night. They're trying to win games 17-10. And even though Cam Newton's won a Heisman Trophy, was a number one pick, has been a $100 million quarterback, we know, and I give him credit for this, He has been so humbled by this past offseason. He has heard so many criticisms. I think you're seeing a quarterback that is willing to do whatever it takes to win. And that doesn't mean necessarily big stats. Do what it takes to win. I think Cam Newton and the Patriots will be just fine. I do look at them as a threat. If somebody's going to knock off Kansas City, I think it's them. And I want to know what you think of that. I want to know if you think New England is for real with Cam Newton. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. If you don't want to call me, you can tweet me at the Pony Express. Pony spelled P-O-N-I. You can tweet us at CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. Do you think Cam Newton can get Bill Belichick back to the top of the AFC East? Do you think they're a threat to beat Kansas City? Will it work there this year? One game down with a huge game tomorrow night. What do you think? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. Some of your calls coming up next. I'm Andrew Filipponi. It's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Andrew Filipponi.
Oklahoma State's going to hang on to beat Tulsa. Just kicked. Hold on. Just scored a touchdown to make it 16-7 with 18 seconds left. I guess they missed the extra point. But everyone will want to know what's up with the Oklahoma State quarterback, Spencer Sanders, who went out early in this game. Without him, true freshman quarterback went in for Oklahoma State. And if this is going to be a three-horse race for the Big 12, I would think they need to get their freshman of the year in 2019 quarterback back healthy. Maybe this is precautionary. If it isn't, then you're looking at maybe Oklahoma and Texas, and that's it. We haven't seen Baylor or TCU play yet. Both of their games have been canceled and postponed, and both of them were set to play legitimate teams in the non-conference. TCU, SMU, and Baylor-Houston today was called off. Notre Dame up three scores early on South Florida, and they're looking for more right now. Ian Book already has two rushing touchdowns. The Notre Dame veteran quarterback having no problem with South Florida before Notre Dame gets back into conference play next week. Georgia Tech and Central Florida a few minutes away. Later tonight, top 25, Miami and Louisville. Talking about Cam Newton, and after one game, are you either more confident in the Patriots competing in the AFC and being a dark horse Super Bowl contender? Or are you still doubting them? You actually want to pick against Belichick. 855-212-4227. I'm about as close to all in on this New England team as you can be. And I think when I say that, I mean really the only team in the AFC that I feel is better than them is Kansas City. That's it. I mean, that's feeling like the Chiefs are the best team in the AFC is not really a great sports talk radio topic because everybody feels that way. It's about the second best team in the AFC. That's where I think the real debate comes in because you can pick Pittsburgh, you can pick Baltimore. I guess in Western New York, somebody might want to make a case for the Bills. I still like New England. Because I believe in Cam Newton, and I wonder if you do too. 855-212-4227, that number sponsored by Geico. Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you, so what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. Joe is in Colorado on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Joe.
Hey, what's up, man? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
So I just wanted to point out something that I really liked about game one was the rushing attack. Our defense is looking really strong.
Okay, so you're a Patriots fan? You're a Patriots fan?
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
Yep. I've been a Patriots fan since I was little. But watching the 2 years ago when we made our Super Bowl run, people think that Tom Brady was the reason why we won that Super Bowl. It wasn't that. He had a strong running game and probably one of the best rushing attacks in football that year. So he was able to lean on that rushing attack, which is in great defense from our defensive side of the ball.
Well, right. That's how they beat Kansas City. They held on to the ball for the entire first half. and held a lead, and Patrick Mahomes had to watch. And eventually, you know, you can only stop or slow down Mahomes for so long. He got it together in the second half, but so did Brady. So did Brady. He hit Gronkowski on that long pass. And what he was able to do, getting the ball in overtime. They got the ball. They never gave it back. They went down and scored, and that was it. Mahomes never got a rebuttal in that AFC Championship game, and then they changed the overtime rule because of it, or at least tried to. And then I guess I could say the Super Bowl, too, that year. What was it, 13-3? Sony Michel, though, has been a bad first-round pick. I mean, that has not yielded the Patriots offense. They've not gotten out of that what they thought. They've not seen a running back. You take a running back in the first round now, he better be elite. He better be one of the best in football, and Michel isn't even close to that. In fact, he's not even the best running back on the roster. And that's why they went out. Okay, we don't have running backs that can really run the ball. Let's get a quarterback who can. Matt is in Massachusetts on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Andrew. I so want to believe that the Patriots are going to, you know, be successful with Brady and Cam Newton together, but I'm not going to lie to you. I have strong reservations about playing Seattle tomorrow night, because it's not necessarily because I just don't think Belichick can put a good game plan together. I know he can put a game plan together. I just don't think Pete Carroll is going to let Cam Newton run amok the way Miami let him run amok last week. And
well, why do you say that? What makes you think Seattle is going to? I mean, Seattle, for everything you say there about their defense, let's not forget that Matt Ryan threw for 450 yards last week against them, and had three 100-yard receivers. They won that game because Russell Wilson was almost perfect. That's why they won. And they played with the lead, and they were ahead the whole time. And that's how they were able to win that game. They were really, you know, yes, Russell Wilson had to keep scoring and had to keep making plays, but they were really never in trouble. And maybe their defense, because of that, didn't always exert the most pressure. I mean, Jamal Adams, the problem, here's what I'd love about that game. I'm not a Patriots fan, but here's what I see about that game that sticks out to me. Jamal Adams had to make 12 tackles. And so I've heard some people who didn't watch that game. Now, I go back and watch every game. I've had people that didn't watch that game who have looked at Adams' performance, just the box score, 12 tackles. Oh, man, what a great signing. What a great trade. What a great move to go out and get Jamal Adams. And I'm not questioning or debating whether or not that was a smart decision by Seattle to go get one of the best defensive backs in the NFL. It was. What I'm telling you is, when a safety has to make 12 tackles in a game, that means the guys in front of them sucked. That's what that means. You never want to see, even if it's a box safety, you don't want to see a safety having to make that many plays. That's Atlanta. It was 450 yards from Matt Ryan. So I expect, you know, Pete Carroll is not going to put Cam Newton in a straitjacket. Now, Atlanta wants to throw the ball all the time, even with Gurley. That's Dirk Cutter. That's their offensive coordinator. That's what they believe in. And I think it's hard in the NFL to go from 1 week facing a team that only wants to throw the ball to now you got to get your defense ready for a team that's going to force you to make tackles the entire game. They're going to force you to bring down the ball carrier on every play. That's what New England is going to demand out of Seattle. I don't think there's going to be a lot of incompletions. I think Seattle's defense better button up their chin strap for this game, because it's going to be physical. I think that's one of the things New England is trying to do this year that I agree with. Everybody else in the league wants to get smaller and faster. They want to get tougher. And if Newton can stand up to the pounding, which is the biggest question, I think what they've got a big, look at their guards. They've got a big, tough team. They franchise tagged their guard. If they went with Stidham, I would have told you maybe a 9-7 team. With, I think Newton is worth at least two wins. Two more wins. And that'll be enough to win the AFC East, and that'll be enough, I think, to give Kansas City a run for their money. And I'm saying it now because everybody's going to be saying it after they beat Seattle tomorrow night. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. What do you think of the Cam Newton experiment in New England? Are you buying it? Do you think it's going to work? I'm calling my shot now. I think they win tomorrow night, and then all eyes will be on New England Monday morning. You want to tweet me your thoughts? You can at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. You can follow us at CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Andrew Filippone.
For the first time today, I've put the U.S. Open on in studio. Matthew Wolf and Patrick Reed tied atop the leaderboard there, day three at 4 under. Now, maybe golf thought the NFL season would get delayed and college football would get canceled this year when it put together its schedule. Because if they thought otherwise, that with college football back and with the NFL all systems go, that sports fans would pay attention to the U.S. Open in the middle of September, they were dead wrong. When sports started slowly coming back this spring and summer, golf got me. I got sucked into tournaments that I had really never paid attention to or watched before. Non-major championship events. And because it was such slim pickings and there was so little going on, I was tuning in to tournaments that were minor, mid-major tournaments. I mean, just because I wanted to watch sports live again. And that's when they should have been holding these majors. Now, you've got college football, baseball, the NBA playoffs, the Stanley Cup final, the NFL tomorrow. There's too much. And the U.S. Open absolutely gets lost in the wash. Unless you are a diehard golf fan and you love golf and you'll watch it no matter what, in which case, you know, you're going to disagree with everything I'm saying right now. But you have to realize that you're blinded by your love of the sport. This U.S. Open is so under the radar and off the grid right now. I have been in here doing shows on the network in the summer when the U.S. Open is going on. And I have spent, not only if it's Tiger Woods in contention, and by the way, Tiger and Phil Mickelson missed the cut, which doesn't help. There have been times where I have built shows around what's happening at the U.S. Open. Because of where it fell on the sports calendar. Like, there wasn't as much going on. The NFL isn't in training camp at that time. Teams are off. College football doesn't have, the spring game is over and fall camps haven't opened. So it's a great, in late June, Father's Day weekend, it's a great time to host a big time golf tournament. Right now, and I fear the same thing for the Masters next month. I'm going to take time out of my college football schedule and NFL schedule to watch the Masters? No, I'm not. How many people tomorrow are going to flip over to NBC instead of watching NFL football? Golf had massive ratings back in May and June. And now I think their biggest events are going to go widely unwatched and uncared about. And you're talking to somebody who is not a scratch golfer, very good at it, but I happen to think that golf translates well to television. I like sitting down on a Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon when there's a major going on and there's a lot of back and forth on the leaderboard and they're going from shot to shot. There's not a lot of dead time when that happens. The game itself might be slow, but if a golf tournament is produced correctly, if the producer's doing a good job, a golf tournament, you actually, I think, see more action than you do for sure in baseball and probably football. There's a ton of time in between plays. So, I had three college football games on a little while ago, and it just hearing Chris Lopresti's update a few minutes ago, it clicked like, oh yeah, our national championship of golf is going on right now. Maybe I should check that out. Andrew Filippone, CBS Sports Radio, The Pony Express. You can listen on Alexa when you get home. If you're driving around right now, you can tell your smart speaker to listen. You can download CBS Sports Radio to your radio.com app. You can download it by getting the radio.com app, and that'll allow you to listen wherever you go. Talking about Cam Newton and whether or not you feel like he's landed back on his feet in New England. One game down, looked pretty good, ran the ball a lot. Patriots had a pretty convincing victory over the Dolphins. Not really much to brag about there, but they took care of business. And now comes a real test against Seattle tomorrow night. And I am predicting the Patriots will win that game. And I think the big story Monday in the NFL will be that the Patriots haven't skipped a beat with Tom Brady down in Tampa. 855-212-4227 is the number if you want to join in on the conversation. Here is Shane in Charlotte on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Shane.
Hey, a couple of things. Sure. Just as someone who's watched Cam in Carolina for the last several years, problem with Cam, I'm not a Patriots fan, but there is no way I would bet against them doing anything this year when Belichick is coaching. And with him, like you said, being a system quarterback, that's the genius of Belichick. He's not a one-trick pony. He's not one-dimensional. He knows how to work with what he's got and tailor it to what he needs and tailor it the way that he needs to. The problem with Cam, when Cam is all in and he is being a team player, I don't think you could ask for a better quarterback. The problem is Cam becomes all about Cam sometimes, and he just becomes apathetic, which is what we saw the last two or three years with.
Well, he got injured, too. I mean, the injuries piled up.
He did get injured, but, I mean, there was also a few years ago where Greg Olsen called him out because he wasn't working out with the team. He was always off on his own. So that's the problem I see with Cam.
Yeah, I think it's hard, though. I think it's hard to rest on your laurels when Belichick is your coach and when you're making $1 million and not $40 million like some of these other quarterbacks. And I think
you're exactly right.
Yep. I think the salary for Newton is such a motivation. I think it was such a smart pickup by the Patriots because you think Cam Newton's a dummy? He sees the money that Deshaun Watson just got. He sees the money that Patrick Mahomes just got. And I know those guys are in their mid-20s and Newton is in his early 30s. But we're seeing quarterbacks now play into their early 40s. So he's probably thinking his career's at halftime right now. That he's got a lot of good football left. But he's got to show it and prove it this year. That's what gets him the payday. The league responded this offseason. Nobody was willing to make him a huge deal. And I think Belichick loves those types of players. He loves resuscitating guys. He loves being the place where once proud, once talented, once accomplished players go and turn their careers around. Look at Randy Moss as an example of that. Here is Jonathan in Chicago on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
I think you're way off base, and I love your show. Your approach
Thank
to
you.
Radio is fantastic. That's why I respect you enough to call you and say I disagree.
Okay.
I think that it's probably a 50-50 shot that Cam Newton winds up on IR. Especially if he wants to carry the ball 15 times a game, he's not going to be able to take the pounding a running back takes as big as he is. He's had a whole bunch of injury problems recently,
mm-hmm.
And I would say the team that beat the Patriots in last year's playoff game, a first-rounder, is better than the Patriots right now. But just for starters, the Titans are number two, if there's anyone that's number two in the AFC.
With somebody that can't kick an extra point or a field goal?
That was 1 week. Let's okay. see what happens next. Let's see what's happening next week.
You know, last year, I think they went six games in a row without somebody making a field goal for them. Tennessee, like, something that hadn't been done since the 1970s. I mean, they've had a kicking problem, and I know they got to an AFC championship game. Great. But the other thing I'll say about Tennessee is, do you really think Ryan Tannehill is a good quarterback? He's 500 for his career as a starter.
Good is a relative term. I think the arrow is pointed up. I think that he's been good recently, and he's proved that when he stays healthy and we can get a running game, he's probably in the top third.
Okay. I mean, I like your point about Newton's injury history more than I do the Tennessee point. I like that a little bit more than the Tennessee point. One thing I want to say before we get to the next hour. Well, I'll save it. It's about Kansas City. I don't have time for it here. I wish I did, but now the music's playing, and that's my cue that I need to eventually stop talking very soon. Big Ten schedule is out. They gave their best team an early Christmas present or birthday present or whatever. I'll tell you why next. Andrew Filippone, the Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.